The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 27, verses 3 to 8, and it is page 234 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. The next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius, in kindness to Paul, allowed him to go to his friends so that they might provide for his needs. From there we put out to sea again and passed to the lee of Cyprus, because the winds were against us. When we had sailed across the open sea off the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we landed at Myra in Lycia. There the centurion found an Alexandrian ship sailing for Italy and put us on board. We made slow headway for many days and had difficulty arriving off at Sindus. When the wind did not allow us to hold our course, we sailed to the lee of Crete opposite Salmon. We moved along the coast with difficulty and came to a place called Fair Heavens near the town of Lasia. There was something that I particularly emphasized as we studied the mature believers class. Although you may forget everything that you learned during the mature believers class that spanned 10 weeks, I said that you must remember one thing the rest of your life. It was that the faith of a true Christian must result in the life of X. I said that if you were to express a life of a Christian with a single English alphabet, it would be the capital letter X. The letter X takes on the form of two diagonal lines meeting one another. The letter X is formed only when, taking the intersecting point as the center, the top length and the lower length of these lines are exactly equal. If the lower lines are shorter than the top lines, or in reverse, the top lines are shorter than the lower lines, then the X would not be a normal-looking X. If we say that the intersecting point at which the two diagonal lines make up the letter X is me, the top part of the X would be love of God, and the lower part of the X would be the love of people. Therefore, in a life of Christian, the love for God and the love of others must be in balance and harmony in exact proportion in such way. If I really love God, if I truly understood that I have been gifted with God's love, that love of God must continue on to love of people in exactly the same measure of its length. The love of God that does not continue on to a love of people is merely a human illusion, and it can never be the love of God that Jesus revealed to us through himself. And when you love a person, the starting point of the love of the person must be the love of God. It is only then that you will no longer make the mistake of harming a person with selfishness under the guise of love and love people genuinely with the love of God. I apologize, there seems to be a bug on the screen. And in English, Christ begins with the alphabet C. But in Greek, in which the New Testaments were recorded, Christ is referred to as Christos. And the first letter of that word in Greek is X. This is the reason that we denote Christ as X in abbreviation. That Jesus Christ was a model of the perfect X. Because he loved Father God, he came as a man to this earth in obedience of God's will, although he was the only Son of God. And his love of God continued on to a love of people. He loved people to the extent that he died as an offering on the cross in order to pay for men's sins, and lived again 3 days later. Within him, the X of the love of God and the love of people was perfectly realized. We are Christianos, in other words, Christians who have received salvation through his blood on the cross and who serve him as the master and follow after him. Therefore, there is no question that we too must seek after the life of X, following after him, who is the model of the life of X. What is important is that in order to live a life of X in which the love of God and love of people are in harmony, the faith in God must expand from my God to our God. If we say that the point of intersection of the two diagonal lines of the letter X is me, then the God of the top part of X can be my God. The faith of a man always starts from my God. And the love of God can also be confirmed from the personal relationship between God and me. Why did God make the sun rise from the east today? Why did God make beautiful flowers to bloom along an untraveled path deep in a mountain valley? Why has God sprinkled stars that shine like jewels in the night sky? The answer to these questions is the same. He did so for me, God who loves me. Like this, the confession and experience of my God who loves me is critical, absolutely critical to a Christian. A faith of a Christian which is devoid of this cannot go beyond the boundaries of abstract concepts that have nothing to do with everyday life. But the confession of faith and experience about my God is only a motive, a starting point of faith. The problem of Christians today is in making me the intersecting point of the X as the end point of the love of God. This means that since each person possesses God as my God and your God cannot be the same God. The faith that turns oneself into the endpoint of the love of God, in other words, the aberrant faith that only has the top part of the letter X, is nothing more than a faith of fortune that only encourages the excessive desires and selfishness of men. As such, there is no way that such faith can continue on to love of people and the love of God The love of God can be extended to love of people in a life of a Christian. The lower part of X is possible only when we realize that my God is also our God who loves other people. This is the very thing that Jesus made us realize through the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. In this short prayer that Jesus taught his disciples 2,000 years ago, in Korean text, the word for our appears no less than 6 times. On the other hand, the word I does not appear even once. This means that at the time, the prayers of men were limited to my God. And so Jesus, through the Lord's Prayer, corrected their erroneous concept of God. God is never only my God. God is the God of that person whom I think little of. God made his only son the offering on the cross. God made his only son the offering on the cross to forgive the sins of that person whom I hate. For that person whom I dislike even to see the face of, God makes a sunrise in the morning and make all kinds of grain ripen. Only a person who understands this can rightly realize the life of X, in which the love of God continues on to love of people. What today's text also emphasizes is our God. The party of Paul got on the board of the ship from Adramidium under the escort of the centurion Julius and his subordinates. Adramidium ship that went back and forth was a trading ship that went back and forth from Caesarea to ports along the coast of Asia. In other words, the ports of today's Turkey, Syria, and Lebanon. The ship stopped over, made a port of call at Sidon of Lebanon to unload cargo and started its voyage. This is verses 4 to 5. From there we put out to sea again and passed to the lee of Cyprus because the winds were against us. When we had sailed across the open sea off the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we landed at Myra in Lycia. The ship from Adramidium that left the port of Sidon, it could not travel the usual route because of the wind that blew against it. The ship that was pushed off to Cilicia crossed the Cilicia and Pamphylia using that island, those islands to block the winds. Regarding the meaning of the island of Cyprus and Sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia that Paul had to pass, we thought about at length and what the meanings may be during the past 2 Sundays. At last, the Adramidium ship arrived at Myra of Logia, which was its destination. I've said that the ships of that time, if they were to sail under optimum conditions that nature provided, without rest, without stopping, can cover about 100 kilometers of distance in a day. Under such circumstances, the travel to Myra of Logia, which was 1,000 kilometers away from Caesarea, was a 10-day journey. However, the Adramidium ship that Paul got on board not only stopped by at the port of Sidon, but it had to take a different route than its usual way because of the bad conditions of the headwind. Therefore, the actual number of days of the voyage probably took much more days than the 10 days. This is verse 6. There the centurion found an Alexandrian ship sailing for Italy and put us on board. The centurion who arrived in Myra found a ship from Alexandria, which was sailing directly to the Italian peninsula, and he made Paul's party, including Paul, get on board the ship. Well, we should pay attention here is the expression used by the text. The text testifies a centurion put us on board. Now, in concrete terms, who were the us that the text referred to? The Acts 27, which tells us about Paul's journey to Rome, begins in verse 1 as follows. When it was decided that we would sail for Italy, Paul and some other prisoners were handed over to a centurion named Julius, who belonged to the imperial regiment. as was the case in prior instances, when Luke, who recorded the Acts, was with Paul, he referred to Paul's party, including himself, as we. Therefore, the us in verse 1 refers to Paul's party, in other words, Paul, Luke himself, and Aristarchus, as distinct from the few other prisoners, Julius, who was responsible for the escort and his subordinates. But from verse 4 on, the scope of we that Luke refers expanded. Let's take a look at verse 4 again. From there we put out to sea again and passed through the lee of Cyprus because the winds were against us. At the port of call, Sidon, Paul's party was not the only ones to get on board. Starting with Paul's party, several other prisoners and Julius and his subordinates also got on board. And all of them had to deal with the strong headwind on the ship of Adramidium. Therefore, the we in verse 4 refers to everyone who was on board within that limited space of the ship of Adramidium. There is evidence, another evidence that there is clear evidence that Luke called, intended to refer to everyone on board as we, and this is the testimony of verse 37. Altogether, there were 276 of us on board. Now, Luke referred to all of 276 passengers on board on the ship from Alexandria, which was sailing to Italy, as us. So long as a person was a passenger on that ship, he included them in us, whether the person was a Greek or barbarian, wise or foolish. Accordingly, we can know that the us in verse 6 that the centurion put on board in finding a ship from Alexandria that was sailing to Italy referred to everyone who was getting on board that ship. Paul, who was Paul of Luke, Aristarchus, when they first got on board in Caesarea, had become Paul of everyone who was on board during that time. The ship sailed to Myra. Paul's love of God had expanded to love of people for everyone who was on board of the ship. And this was possible only because the God that Paul believed in went beyond my God and was our God. Paul had seen those who got on board with him on the ship not as others, but as children of God whom God entrusted to him in order to save them. And we will examine this more in later, but to all 275 out of 276 passengers, those other than Paul, who received the grace of salvation in the midst of a storm of death, Paul was our Paul. Although Paul was a prisoner on trial who had appealed to the Roman emperor, when he believed not only in my God, but in our God, for the sake of all of the 276 persons, Paul also had become our Paul to all of those people. This was the result of Paul, regardless of circumstances, realized a life of X in all circumstances, even in the midst of a gale of death. Now, this is important. Although I believe in God all my life, if I only believe in my God, No matter how many people are around me, I can never be our so-and-so. But if my faith towards God expands from my God to our God, and the love of God continues on to love of people through me, then although I may be of negligible status, I can become our so-and-so to the people around us. To Christians, the life of X is that important. This is a teaching that today's text gives us as we come upon this Family Sunday. The family of a Christian should be a training ground where the life of X can be realized. This is from 1 John 4:20. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. If a love of God of a Christian who claims to love God does not continue on to love of people, in loving his own blood kin, the family, would it be possible for such person to love any other people in the right way? That person's love of God can ultimately only be a lie, and such person cannot be a true Christian. In order for the love of God of a Christian to be extended to the love of people towards the family, the faith in God must first expand from my God to our God. These days, people accept siblings fighting with each other over the wealth of their parents as a natural thing. It is no longer an exaggeration in the least to say that before money there is no blood or tears. What is troubling is that the fights over properties happen even among Christian families, everyone, as everyday occurrences. How could the siblings who are equally Christians, who believe in God, fight with each other in order to get even a bit more of the parents' assets? This is due to each of them feeling that God is my God because they each believe that God is on his or her side. Ironically, siblings turn into enemies under the name of God. It is only when siblings go beyond my God to believe in our God that brothers and sisters can love one another with love of God and giving up and taking trouble and sacrificing for the self for the sake of the other becomes possible. It is only when the parents believe that God is our God that they can love children equally without favoritism with the love of God. It is only when the children believe that God is our God that they can do their utmost to look after elderly parents who can no longer think clearly with the love of God. As a result, although each member may not think alike all the time, a family can always become we before our God. In this way, the family of a Christian must be a training ground for the life of X, where my God is expanded to our God and love of God expanded to love of people. If the training for a life of X does not start from homes, then even if the entire family attends church, they will not merely be a registered church members. It will be difficult for them to become true believers who follow after Jesus, who is the X in living the life of X. The nation is a sum of all of the families of this land. In order to have an upright nation, the life of X is essential. Now, 2 days later, we will have a new president. We are now facing a very difficult situation internally and externally. And so we should pray for two things for the new president who will be elected 2 days later. Firstly, we should pray that the new president can become our president for all of our people. I have told this while doing the Thursday lectures with Professor Yeo Ryung. Right after the Second World War, the government cabinet members of the French government frequently changed due to extreme conflict between the left wing and the right wing. General de Gaulle, who was the hero of the Second World War, became the prime minister, but he also resigned because he could not do what he wanted to do. And in 1953, he retired from politics altogether. He was 63 years old. 5 years later, the French people again needed his leadership. De Gaulle, who became a prime minister again at the age of 68, amended the constitution to become the president of the Fifth Republic of France. And he left behind these words, "I am neither left nor right. I am above them." De Gaulle did not say this because he was arrogant. He was initially a president from the right wing. But de Gaulle said it, meaning, "I am no longer with the right wing. But this does not mean that I am with the left wing. I am the president who is for all French citizens, left or right." De Gaulle was a leader of unification who healed divided France. Now, each presidential candidate belongs to a political party and has ideology and platform policies. While he or she is a candidate, the candidate must be loyal to the party and to the platform policies. But a president is not a representative of a particular political faction. The president must take responsibility for the lives and the livelihood of 50 million people. Therefore, the newly elected president must transcend his political party and become the president for the 50 million citizens, the president for all of us. Only then can the hearts of people which have been torn to pieces be united. If the president who is elected 2 days later also, in order to represent only his party, follows the pathways of former presidents, there could be no greater tragedy. Let us all believe in our God. Even if the candidate whom we opposed is elected as president, let us humbly accept that this is the providence of our God. And let us pray that the new president will be able to become our God for all 50 million people. Secondly, let us pray that the new president can be a leader who can demand citizens to take trouble and practice self-sacrifice, so that we can protect our nation community. On the day that I turned 65, the local residence center issued a transportation card for me. it was a free transportation pass that would allow me to ride the subways for free without any limit. After using it once to confirm whether the check was working as it should, I have never used it again. And until now, I always pay each time I get on a subway. The reason is simple. The Seoul Metro is burdened with astronomical debt. According to reports, as of 2016, the debts of Seoul Metro and the Seoul City Rail are 2,968,100,000 won and 1,349,900,000 won, respectively. And the accumulated loss incurred by these two public companies have exceeded 12 trillion won. Among the 38,500,000,000 won net loss that the two public companies suffered, the loss attributable due to the elderly over the age of 65 using the subway for free accounted for 71.6% of such loss. According to number 21 of the analysis, number 21 report of the analysis of the Seoul City budget and finance published by the Seoul City Assembly, the size of the loss from the free rides by the elderly is expected to increase from 27,570,000,000 won to 36,440,000,000 won in year 2020. If the elderly over the age of 65 pay subway fares, all of the 12 trillion losses related to subway can be resolved in 40 years with such payments alone. However, if we continue this way, we have no way of knowing how the debts of the related to subways will increase, to what extent they will increase, and the burden of such increase will, without fail, fall on the generation of our children. That we may not be able to leave behind assets for the generation of our children, but should we burden them with debts because of irresponsible patronage tactics of the politicians? And so, as long as I have income, I decided to pay for my subway rides. This is what I can do in my own way to make a sacrifice for the future of our nation community. Now, providing a free transportation pass for elderly in poverty facing financial hardship is an absolutely necessary social welfare policy, but providing a free transportation card solely based on the reason that a person is over the age of 65 without any exception is not social welfare. It's no more than irresponsible patronage by politicians used to get votes. Even now, each presidential candidate is issuing excessive promises and engages in tactics of patronage that amounts to pork barreling. Although such measures must all be funded out of citizens' pockets, they're issuing campaign promises without discrimination as if they are generously giving away their own money. If we continue this way, regardless of who becomes the president, the future of nation community can only become bankrupt. We should pray that the new president, who will become elected 2 days later, should no longer engage in irresponsible pork barreling practices, and that he should not only take the lead in hard work and self-sacrifice, but also demand hard work and self-sacrifice of the citizens for the sake of the future of our nation community, where our descendants who will continue to live in this land in the future. In order for all citizens, together with the new president, with one heart, to cultivate a nation such as that, we Christians must first practice the life of X before anyone else. Let us all live as persons of the X, following after Jesus, who is the X. Let us make our families the training ground to realize the life of X. No matter where we are, let us make the love of God continue on to love of people. and the faith in God, let the faith in God expand from faith in my God to our God. Let us daily expand the scope of we by including people who think differently from us. In the same way that because of Paul, who treated everyone who got on the ship, who got on board on the ship from Alexandria as we, all of them received salvation. The generation of our children will definitely be able to live in better Korea because of us, who embrace all of the citizens of Korea as us and believe in our God, who is for all of our citizens. Let us pray. We are Christianos who serve Christus as our Lord. Allow all of us to live the life of Acts, following after the Lord, who is the model of Acts. May our love of God always continue on to love of people, and our faith in God expand from my God to our God. Help us to remember that only when we live out the life of X that we are proven to be the disciples of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross as an offering for us and who lived again 3 days later. Today is Family Sunday. May our families always be the training grounds for realizing the life of X. May God that each family member believes in become our God, so that true love of people, giving up, taking troubles, and self-sacrifice for the sake of others are found among our family members. And so we pray that each of our families will become the starting point at which we begin to embrace people who think differently from us as us. In 2 days later, our new president will be elected. Even if a person who I did not vote for become the president, may I accept that person as my president because I believe in our God. And allow me to pray that he will become our president who embraces all the people of Korea. Together with the new president, may all of us not spare taking trouble and self-sacrifice for the sake of the future of this nation, in which the generation of our children will live. May the generation of our children, because of us who embrace all citizens of Korea as us and who believe in God as our God, who is for all of our citizens, live in better Korea. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.